Hey, I'm Truman.
And I'm Sam.
And today we're reviewing Agatha All Along.
Coming up next. So Agatha All Along is Marvel's newest TV show on Disney Plus. It currently has 7 episodes out out of 9, so it's going to end in 2 weeks from when we're filming. And it stars Katherine Hahn returning to her role as Agatha Harkness, but Agatha is still stuck in the simulation of Westview that Wanda put her in at the end of WandaVision. But instead of it being like the sitcom vibe that WandaVision offered, it's more of like a true crime detective vibe. So I thought that was really interesting. What have you been thinking about the show?
Well, you know, as many loyal viewers will know, I love Marvel. I eat, I sleep, I breathe, I feed. You know, it's great. But they've been getting kind of saturated with the television shows of, the Marvel stuff. It's been like a lot, just kind of a lot to catch up with. And I do keep up with it. I just can't do it sometimes. I'm kind of doing it with this one. They've kind of gotten it back, but not really, and I think they should stop. This show is fine for me, and I think it could have gone 6 episodes, but it's going 9, and that's all right.
You know what? At first I thought, like, oh, why is it 9 episodes? Because the last show that really had 9 episodes might have been Falcon and the Winter Soldier or WandaVision. The rest have been kind of 6 episodes per season. But the way they've structured this show so far and like the storyline and how they're kind of trying to highlight all the main characters in the coven, I've been thinking like maybe 9 episodes is appropriate. I think the pacing has been pretty well done so far. And I really like how they're highlighting the characters, especially Patti LuPone's character Teen, who's played by Joe Locke, which yes. I also found that casting very interesting mm-hmm. because he's been starring in things like Heartstopper, which is more of a coming-of-age romantic show, and he's been on Broadway or at the West End, I think, Sweeney Todd. So he's been doing more musical romantic things, but he hasn't really done any Marvel or action films, so.
Yeah, well, the pacing, I think, as far as it goes, is kind of like, it's pretty by the numbers, kind of like, they're on this thing called the Witch's Road, mm-hmm. Where they're traveling down it, and they will have to go through all these trials. It's pretty much one trial per episode, and each character gets to show off a little flair or talent they have, which has been fun. But in terms of the cast, they have a lot of good people. You know, again, television's Patti LuPone. They have Aubrey Plaza. They have Shazeer Zamata, who was on SNL for a while. I really like her. I'm glad they're including her in the show. They have, of course, in the main role, they have Katherine Hahn as Agatha. So I feel like a lot of people with a lot of good comedic chops, which I think has been really good for the show. I think they've all been, allowed to shine in the characters that they have. They're all different kinds of witches with the different talents, and it's been really fun to watch.
Yeah, definitely. I also really enjoyed the music in the show. I think Down the Witch's Road, the song that was kind of highlighted, I think, in episodes 2 and 3, and you still kind of hear parts of it, like, throughout the show. I think it was really good. For those who don't know, the writers of that song are Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez, who are a music duo. They've done the music for Frozen, for Coco, and also WandaVision. They did the Agatha All Along song in WandaVision, and they also did the episode 2 60s WandaVision jingle. Mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed the music in the show so far too.
Yeah, well, there's a moment in the first episode where Agatha kind of escapes like the Hex simulation mm-hmm. season, and she kind of rises up and she's wearing what I guess is her like comic accurate look. I don't really know the character from the comics that much, but she's kind of wearing that look, and it goes womp 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 mm-hmm. and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was a cool moment. That was a cool moment that they did. I think music was used pretty well. One mm-hmm. issue I do have with this show is I feel like it's kind of a lot of the same. Every trial is different,
yeah.
But I feel like it's kind of becoming the same thing every time, where it's like they all have to come together and solve the trial, and at first it seems like they might not do it, and then they do it, which I guess is how plots work. But I just feel like it's kind of the same play on that over and over again, if that makes sense. And I get they're showing everyone's talents and so forth, but I think you could mix it up a little bit more.
I agree. I do feel like they're trying to get through this whole, like, who am I really, like, type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, in the most recent episode, they had a certain character kind of discover who they were mm-hmm. as a witch. And then in the episode before that, it was kind of more discovering who Teen was, personally. So I think they're kind of trying to do that with each episode.
Yes.
But I agree that it's kind of getting a little repetitive. Mm-hmm. So I'm intrigued to see what they do with the last two episodes, especially going like to the end of the Witch's Road and like what will they get at the end.
What's up with Teen? Why are they calling him Teen? We'll do spoilers, I think. I think we should do spoilers.
I think a spoiler warning is definitely necessary because I was going to ask you, what do you think about the ties to WandaVision and how certain characters have been coming back and how they've been implemented throughout the show?
Well, I think, first of all, I vehemently disagree with the usage of the word teen and why they keep calling him Teen.
I agree.
A different thing. Give him a fake name. Say anything but Teen. They just keep going, Teen, come over here. Why are they actually calling him Teen?
Yeah.
Why are they doing that?
They also have been continuously doing it after
they revealed
who he is. So, and I think once they did just call him Teenager,
And then in the description, one of the episodes says, Familiar Teen does this thing. I'm like, what's Familiar Teen? But I will say, the reveal of him being, we'll spoil it now, the reveal of him being actually, you know, Billy Maximoff, the character who, you know, is actually Wiccan from the comics. The reveal of him being that, say what you will about the whole teen thing. I think it was pretty fun how they just kind of threw it out there, and it was like, I'm glad they did it early because everyone knew. Everyone, if you were in the forums, if you were on the TL, you knew. Everyone knew that he was gonna be Wiccan, and so I'm glad they didn't drag that out too long, and then kind of revealed that. But I think it was cool the way they did that.
Yeah. Also, unpopular opinion, probably, I did enjoy the episode where it was just about Teen.
Yeah.
It might have been a little too long, in my opinion, because it's kind of just like all backstory. But it's especially like in the middle of the season.
Yes.
But I did find it really interesting, especially, spoiler alert, Peter Maximoff is in it.
He's Ralph Boner.
Yeah,
Ralph Boner. He returns.
Yeah,
he's a scarred young man.
I do think
who I guess killed the dog. By the way, killed Sparky the dog. That was crazy.
But so we've talked a lot about the show and how it connects to WandaVision and the music. So overall, like, what score out of 10 would you give it?
I think I'll probably give it like a Salem 6.
Interesting. Not
because you know it's all right. It's not all the way doing it for me. What about you?
I've been really enjoying it, and compared to the more recent Marvel shows, it's kind of a little more up there for me, so I'd probably give it a Sorcerer's 7.
All right. Well, that's all for us here today, and we'll see you in the next one.